I'm a grumpy old troll living under a bridge. I've got an empty tummy and an empty fridge.
Today we are talking about trolls and how to survive troll attacks. Cue that intro! Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, so I am really excited actually to talk to you about something that I have personally experienced. Some of you guys might have experienced this, but it is none other than trolls. See, I love that song at the beginning of this episode. I'm a grumpy old troll living under a bridge. And he's talking about how he doesn't have any food in his fridge and he's sad. And that is one of the things that I think when I think of online trolls. Okay, so I'm going to tell you guys the backstory to my experiences working with trolls, handling social media crisis. I actually feel like that could be its own episode too. But kind of what my experience was with getting involved with trolls and how dangerous it is for your self-esteem, how you can combat it easily. So my very first troll experience was when I was working for a client who was in the fast food industry. And one day someone posted on social media a picture of their chicken that looked like it had a worm in it. Ick. It was terrifying. And I woke up to just like tons of notifications and people were freaking out. And then the scary thing is the trolls spread it and they started like making all these jokes about the brand and photoshopping it. And before you know it, it was like over the top. And this was one of my very first clients, like one of my first experiences in social media. And the biggest thing that I realized is like, you can't hide what trolls are going to bring to light. So that was the first thing I realized. We couldn't delete the post. We couldn't avoid the post. Because if you do, the very first thing that's going to happen is more are going to come up. Have you ever heard like the whole old adage, if you pull a gray hair, several more sprout up in its place? That's what happens if you delete the posts that are coming from trolls or even from people who are genuinely concerned. And that's when the trolls really kick in. But that was my very first experience. Now, fast forward to when my post went viral on social media about my ring, and people were leaving just the rudest comments. There were some people that were being serious, and they were like, I hate her nail color. Like, that ring is so stupid. This girl's stupid, blah, 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 blah. But then there were the trolls, and they were intentionally trying to say things that were hurtful, things that would get a rise out of me, basically. Now, thankfully, I decided early on that I was not ready to handle reading the comments. I knew emotionally, like I couldn't handle it yet. So I actually avoided the comments 100% for the first couple of weeks until I felt like I could handle everything. But it wasn't until a more recent experience. It was actually last year. I think it was in May of 2017 when one of my lives that I was using to promote the Expert Secrets contest for ClickFunnels and Russell Brunson, one of my lives was hijacked by trolls, and they were just absolutely vicious, and they were making fun of everything, my name, the way I looked, the way I talked, things I had posted in the past. It was absolutely insane, and I realized pretty early on that my messaging was not showing who I was, but I was also marketing to a cold audience that was really actually quite cruel. So as I'm going through this troll experience, I broke down. I'm not going to lie. I mean, if you've ever experienced people insulting the way you look, the way you talk, who you are, your value in the world, the first couple of times, it really hits you kind of hard. Now, just remember, like, this doesn't happen to everyone, but it can happen to anyone. I've had friends and students and peers who have been viciously attacked for a particular stance, maybe politically, or I know of one example in particular of one of my students who is absolutely ripped apart in a mom group. And that makes me so sad. But everyone needs to be protected emotionally. You have to put up your guard just in case it ever happens and be ready to handle it. So a couple of things that were really helpful for me. So first and foremost, I turned off the ads to the post that was attracting the trolls, but I deleted the post after I banned all of the trolls from my page, and that was really helpful. Now, today, it doesn't bother me as much when I get trolls. It actually really doesn't bother me at all. And in fact, they always come up with like the dumbest disses. Like they think it's going to affect me. If you've ever experienced this, you kind of know what I'm talking about. They'll like insult my forehead, which is absolutely abnormally large because I've got a huge brain and I've got to fit it, right? But they just attack the dumbest things. And my favorite thing to do these days to handle troll attacks is to come up with witty comebacks. And they're funny. And I always think, if my followers, my people read this, is this going to make them say, that's right, she got them back? You know, like in a funny way, not in a mean way. That has been like my favorite thing in the world. So I still remember this guy who said, will your marketing course help me to get a forehead as big as you? And I said, only if you have the brains to fill it, with a goofy emoji. And I knew that it was just being silly and it was kind of coming back. And another time someone commented and they were like, this is a load of crock, blah, 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 blah. Maybe some other words were used. And I think they said like, this is so stupid. How in the world do you think people are going to fall for this? And like, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know, my question to you is, what triggered you to be so upset at my post? Does it personally offend you? But I said it like kind of in a witty way, like, and the person replied the next day and they were like, actually, I'm so sorry. I was drunk last night. And I said, at least you were honest, and put like a laughing face. So what I've found is not being defensive. Don't stand up for yourself. If you defend yourself, it's kind of like on the show Shark Tank, when people come on and the sharks are asking them questions and they get so defensive and they lose all the sharks. The same thing happens when you get defensive with a troll. You don't need to stand up to trolls. Does that make sense? Like, the best thing that you can do is to diffuse it with humor, or diffuse it with a witty comeback. Diffuse it with actually being really over the top nice. And sometimes that one backfires a little bit, especially if you put your heart into replying. But that was really helpful for me. And just recently, I've been kind of diving into this book, Not the War of Art, The Art of War. The Art of War by, I think it's like Sun Tzu. I can't pronounce any names. So this book is phenomenal. And one of the things it tells you is like one of the best things that you can do is to not engage with the enemy. And if you think about it, trolls are kind of the enemy. They're the enemy on your business. Don't engage directly with them. The best thing you can do is diffuse it. And so I've taken that stance quite a bit. And that's been really helpful and empowering and exciting. And I think as I'm writing my response, if my followers see this, is it going to make them feel like happy? Are they going to laugh? Are they going to say, yeah, that's right. Like, look at that. She came back in a good way. She came back. She was compassionate, whatever it is. And that's how I approach and handle troll conversations. Now, one expert secret trick, I guess a better way to put it would be one social media secret that you can take away from this. And if you made it to the end of this episode, awesome, because you're getting the best of the best gold. And if anyone did only listen to a part of it, I feel bad for them because, haha, they don't get the secret. So when I run Facebook ads, if it's something that I do not want trolls to hit me with, when I create my Facebook ads, one of the things that I do is I exclude people who like The Onion, Satire Puppy, Reddit, and then a couple of other like satirical news websites. And I've actually found that it significantly decreases the number of trolls that attack you on your ads. It was like life-changing for me. So I hope that that's super helpful, and I hope you enjoyed this Social Media Secrets episode. See you later. Sure.